My dear brother and sister in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And I remind myself and I remind you with setting the intention for Allah only. Set intention for Allah only. And to gain knowledge, we have to prepare our heart and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, we are poor. We need knowledge from you, Ya Allah. And in any gathering like that, according to the status of the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill our heart with both benefit to us and benefit to other, inshaAllah. And this is the beginning of gaining knowledge. To focus our heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, we make dua inside our heart and we ask Allah, O Allah, give us the knowledge to benefit us in this life and hereafter, Ya Allah. Allahumma alhimna rujdana wa qina shurur anfusna wa sayyat a'malina. Allahumma alhimni rujdi wa qini shara nafsi. اللهم ارزقني علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم اجعل هذا المجمع مجمع مباركا ان شاء الله وبارك لنا فيما نقول ان شاء الله امين امين يا رب العالمين. Now with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask my children the same question I asked you last week and the same answer. They do not know. By this way, we have to recap, inshallah, what we said last week, and we try, inshallah. What's the first question?
What is Islam?
What is Islam? But she pronounced it American way. What is Islam? What is Islam? You see, today, in a basic, we said Islam is submission to the will of the Creator. Now,
why am I a Muslim?
Why am I a Muslim? If somebody asks me that in the school, why am I a Muslim? What I will do? Huh? My father said so. My mother is a Muslim. Is this the answer?
No.
I will remind you of something I said it in the past. And I would say it even to my own children, which it benefit me so much, which I find it unique, because I did not find somebody did the same. Which my father, may Allah give him mercy in the grave and elevate his level, say Ameen inshaAllah. When I reach my puberty, he came to me and tell me, Ahmed, come here. Do you think you are a young man now? I said, maybe. He said, okay. I give you a Muslim name. I teach you a Muslim ritual and prayer. I teach you the basic. But I cannot let you inherit Iman, faith. This is something you have to struggle by yourself. And I cannot do it for you. Now is up to you. You can be a Muslim. You can be whatever you want. I will be here for you to answer your question. But the struggle has to come from you. Because you have to embrace Islam. I cannot embrace Islam for you. I cannot push you to embrace Islam. And this is what I find in America. And many, many people. American or not American, coming from overseas or not. Our youth, they never embrace Islam. Actually, last year I was in a gathering in Ramadan and I asked everybody to meet me the following week after they took a shower, ghusl, with the intention embracing Islam. Because even us as an adult, we never embrace Islam. We inherited Islam. But can you embrace Islam and you inherited Islam? No. and this misunderstanding among us today. Is a huge difference between inheriting a ritual and really embracing Islam. And this is, it has to go in the right format. What is the right format? The right format is I have to tell you what is the main concepts of Iman, faith. Meaning, if I have a Muslim or a non-Muslim, they do not know about Islam. What make me a Muslim? To be a Muslim, you have to believe in the 7 pillar of faith. It's big difference between the pillar of faith and the pillar of Islam. Pillar of Islam is something you struggle and you start build it over time. But a pillar of faith is recommended and is mandatory to have it in your heart before you claim or you can be a Muslim. Meaning, if somebody coming and I want to give him, you know, da'wah, an invitation to Islam, what I do? First, do you believe in the Creator? Do you believe in the Creator? Yes or no? How many? 1, 2, 3, how many? One. This is the first pillar of Iman. To believe in the Creator is one. He's not a female, he's not a male, is nothing similar to him. He is the Creator. What the second pillar? To believe in all the books and all messenger, including Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not the books is in the market, because the Bible is not the Injil. The Injil, Allah talk about it, is not in their hand. Bible came from a Greek word called Biblo. Biblo is meaning a book. The holy book. This is why even what he said is not the Injil, is not the book of Allah. If the book of Allah, we will not be a Muslim. We'll be believing of what Jesus said, Isa alayhi salam. Anyway, by this way, we believe in all the books and all messenger has been sent and the books has been revealed by the Almighty, the Creator. Who's the Creator? Allah, his name. Of one of his main name. What the third one? To believe in the kingdom of angel. And again, angel is not a male, is not a female. Is not the way they be described in the churches. A female body with 2 wings. No. Angel, we believe in them. How they look like? We have a limited knowledge about how they look like. This is another topic. But we believe of the presence of angel. And the kingdom of angel belongs to the Creator Allah. Number 4. What's that? What is it? Say it. Al-Yawm Al-Ah, the day of judgment. The last day. And what else? Number 5? Huh? Hajj. Hajj? No. You went now to the pillar of Islam. Okay, let me do the sequence by this way. We do not make a budding in here. Okay, pillar of Iman, different than the pillar of Islam. Now, where we are now? We said number what, 4 or 5? 5. We said it or not yet? Not yet. Destiny. Right or good and bad. Whatever we like, we dislike. Destiny, we believe in destiny. Number 6. Paradise. Hellfire. What else? Life after death. And to be resurrected. This is a pillar of faith. If somebody has this belief without no doubt, he can be a Muslim in any time. The moment he believes it. If the person is a Christian or non-Muslim, he have to deny what he used to believe in the past. Now, what about us as a Muslim, or supposed to be a Muslim? I am a male or a female, reach my puberty, I came from a father and a mother, a Muslim. What I should do? I should go to my kids and ask them, do you really want to be a Muslim? And why you want to be a Muslim? And I advise him. How? We will go through it inshallah. What's the following?
Why do I have to worship?
Exactly. Why I have to worship? Because why is very important. Because if we do not know why, very soon this young generation, they will be in colleges and they will be faced with all kind of questions, will give them doubt about what everything they have. And I said it in last week, by the time they finish college, they have no Islam. And I saw it in America and many areas in Europe and Australia. It's no different. And even in high school. Why I have to worship? Because if I believe I am belong to the Creator, I have to worship the Creator. Why I have to worship the Creator?
Do I have to worship?
Yes, we said this before.
No, that's the next question.
This is the next question. What is it?
Do I have to worship?
Do I have to worship? What's the next one?
What do I have to inherit, Islam or real Islam?
Okay, let's finish this one first. Why I have to worship, and do I have to worship? This question, believe it or not, I answered in one of my tapes, the first one and the second one, because actually this can need a session. Why? Because if I believe I am a human being connected to the Creator, the worship is a status of an act of action to connect me with my Creator, is a sign of obedience. And this we will talk about it in detail when we come to Salah. Why I make Salah? Salah is a part of worship. Why I have to worship? Because I need my Creator. We talked about it last week. Why I need my Creator? Now, some of the audience of last week should know the answer. Why I need to worship and why I need to connect to the Creator? You remember what we said about the soul? We need to feed our soul. You see? We need to gain happiness. We need to gain what we want. Love, happiness, tranquility, peace, contentment, security, insurance. All this what we're looking for. The only way to get it from the Creator. The more we establish this connection between us and the Creator, the more the Creator will feed us of what we need. By this way is a relationship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He kept it this way for a wisdom He knew. The more we connected by worship, the more we connected by obedience, the more He feed us with what we want. What about guidance, light, vision, understanding? All this He will give it to us when? When we connect ourselves to Him and worship Him and show Him gratitude and thanks by the worship. Because worship, it has a lot of meaning. Is a show of gratitude, is a show of thanks, is a meeting between me and my Creator. I need Him. I need to talk to Him about my problem. He's the only one He can solve it for me. If I want to complain, He's the only one I should complain to Him. And He's the only one can able to fix my problem and hear me correctly. By this way, the worship, I really need it. It's not from my father or my mother. I need it. What about my bad manner? Who will correct my bad manner? The only one can correct my bad manner is Allah. if I really want it. And this is why we're coming to the following question.
What do I have to inherit, Islam or real Islam?
What do I have to inherit? Islam or real Islam? Let me tell you honest, today we do not inherit Islam, real Islam. Today we inherit a shape of Islam, a skeleton of Islam inside is empty. And I saw it in the masajid all over. And with this, what we're teaching to our kids. We're shoving to them a ritual. Wear hijab, have a beard, wear this, do that, make salah, make fasting. But inside, they are empty. They do not know what they're doing it. And this is why once they go to colleges and they start getting questions about Islam, they stuck. And you know what happened? They will be finished under Islam. The ritual, the skeleton of Islam will be wiped in no time. Because I can go to anyone and prove it. It's just a ritual and a custom and culture from your father. Isn't that true? And little by little, psychology, sociology, and all this, before you know it, they will break everything down. And what happened? Our own generation, they do not have the basic and understanding of Islam. Because the knowledge is the core. What is the core of faith? It's knowledge. If you do not have the right knowledge, the concrete knowledge, you will not survive. What's the difference between each one of us in this room? The amount of desiring of gaining knowledge. We are like a cassette recorder, but we are different. Because the cassette recorder cannot do nothing until you interrupt and you do something. But a human being is a beautiful cassette recorder connected to Allah. According to our sincerity, Allah will allow this knowledge to really blooming and grow and be benefit. By this way, what we want inherit. And what we want to give to our children. We want, again, generating another hypocrite and puppet Muslim or a true Muslim. And a true Muslim meaning we have to generate the reality of Islam inside the heart. And if the heart has the real Islam, it will bloom outside. We do not worry about outside, I worry about inside. I used to complain to my father when I was young. And I tell him, oh my father, you not teach me a lot of knowledge. He tell me, don't worry about it. You will gain knowledge, but not now. I tell him, why? He said, first, you learn manner. You learn akhlaq, adab. Because if you have adab and akhlaq, knowledge will come in the right time. It has adab as a foundation. It will be benefit to you and benefit other. But if I give you knowledge and you have no manner and no akhlaq, it will destroy you and you will destroy other with your knowledge. And this is what's happening to us today. Because also today I should ask myself a question. Which knowledge should be the priority? The knowledge of the Supreme Master, the owner, the creator, or the knowledge has been made by mankind. Imagine today, I meet a girl, 23 years old, 25, 27, 22, 21, whatever. After 2-3 years in college with psychology, they start argue about the presence of Allah, the creator. And it has even basic. She didn't even read too many books. I said, imagine if you are really still in bachelor degree and you don't even have a master, what happened to you? By the time they finish 1 degree or 2 degree, it's finished. Why? Arrogant. Because the knowledge of Allah make you humble. The knowledge of this dunya, the colleges and school teach you how to be arrogant and questioning other and have no respect for elder. What is meaning? Missing manner. Once you're missing manner, you're finished. You're finished as a person, you're finished for others. And you will never have a good marriage, male or female, because you will never have even the ability to be in obedient state. It teach you to be a selfish person, blind, greedy. I want, I desire. And before you know it, it put you in a very small shell of me. Exactly like shaitan. And you think you accomplish something, you do not accomplish nothing. You destroy yourself. I learned when I was young, I used to go to people elder than me and sit with them to learn, to watch. The early scholar used to say, knowledge we take it from books, but manner we take it from other scholar. Because manner you cannot read it from a book. Manner and quality and akhlaq you have it from the companionship. Today we won't gain knowledge without companion. How much time we give it to our kids? And how much manner we have as a parent to our kids? And how much good people we connected to them. By this way we allow these good people to spend some time with our kids. A male is different than a man. And a female different than a woman. We talked about it last week. What is a man? A male with good manner. And he has constitution of principle. If he doesn't have a principle, what he is? He's nothing. A female without a manner, she's nothing. Unless she has principle and constitute of manner and principle. If I keep argue and arrogant and questioning everything and do not listen, who am I? I said to my own kids yesterday, if you do not have a good companion, who you are? Look at whom your friend. You will know who you are. You are an imitating machine. We are a human being, we imitate. If you spend some time with some good people, wallahi, as soon or later, you will build some good manner. If you spend some time with an out-of-whack person, as soon or later, you will be out of whack. By this way, honest to Allah, I'm telling you, everybody, be careful with whom you are spending time with. You're spending time in the front of the TV, look at your manner. Look at the TV, what it teaches you. By this way, very important to distinguish between real Islam and the inherited or the inheritor of some ritual. And you cannot inherit Islam. You have to struggle for Islam. It's a struggle. Allah said to struggle. The Prophet ﷺ teach us to struggle. And you cannot struggle for your daughter and your son. You can struggle by having good deed. By this way you send the mercy to your son from Allah. That's it. But they have to make the effort. If you do not make the effort, nothing you can do. Some of them is open, some of them is closed. They open and close by the will of Allah. You cannot open nobody, and you cannot close nobody. Allah guide whom He want in the time He want, and destroy whom He want in the way He want, and nothing we can do.
Am I born Muslim, or did I embrace Islam, or both?
Say it slowly.
Am I born Muslim?
I am. Am I born Muslim?
Or did I embrace Islam?
Or I did embrace Islam?
Or both?
Does anybody understand what I said? You're laughing. Laughing of what? Very important to know when we laugh and why we're laughing about. I'm serious. It's not a joking manner. If you go to hellfire tonight, it's not a fun. It's not fun at all. You will not laugh. We have to distinguish between the time we joke, the time we laugh, the time we will be serious. Sometimes one of the ways to escape is when we find out we are a failure, we smile. And we make a joke about our failure. By this way we make believe we're not a failure. But we are. Because if I'm serious, I will not laugh about it. If me born a Muslim, right? Or or embrace Islam? This question, each one, if me, I really a born Muslim? You see, burning Muslim meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to be born in a family, the father and mother as a Muslim. They give you the adhan, they make aqiqah, they did all the sunnah, they teach you Islam, meaning you're coming from a seed of Islam. Once you grow up, you will be tested. Why will you be tested? To generate the struggle inside of you. You see how it go? And this is why sometimes us as an adult, when we see our children go astray, we try to figure out why. Why is very simple. It's not written now. And we never give them the right seed. Or we think, if I give them the right seeds, you will be the way I want. Allah said, excuse me. No. You are a farmer. You're not a creator. I give you the seed. I tell you what to do with the seed. How the seed will be is my job, not your job. The farmer put the seed in the ground. The farmer put the water, put the fertilizer. Whatever, do whatever he want. But Allah sends the rain in the time he want. Sends the sun the time he want. Sends the wind the time he want. And from one seed, it might be beautiful. The another seed, it will not grow. The another one, it go rotten. The another one, it go sour. It is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, for me, as a young person, I have to think, is me really born a Muslim and that's it? Or I have to embrace Islam? I tell you, you have to embrace Islam. You have to. You have no choice. Why? If you do not embrace Islam and you go to college, you will be really in a big heavy wind and storm of questioning and topic. In a few years, it will wipe your own Islam. Why? Because also you do not have enough knowledge to back your belief or what you're saying. What is the difference? Anybody tell me what is the difference between being born Muslim and embracing Islam? It doesn't need a big topic. Very small thing, but very important. Rabbi.
Muslim by name, but like by embracing Islam, you have to actually believe it.
You see, if you're born a Muslim, you're born with certain, again, ritual and everything. But inside, you never struggle for it. But if you struggle and you choose it, this is your will. This is now your belief. Huge difference. And the only one will survive is your own belief. Not what you inherit.
What do I want from the Creator?
What do I want from the Creator? We talked about it before. You remember? I want many things. I want forgiveness. I want mercy. I want closeness. I want him to be pleased with me. I want him in this life. I want him in the moment of death. I want him in the day of judgment. I want him. I need him. I need my Creator all the time. My father can die. My mother can die. Everybody can, you know, be paralyzed in different time. Who can give me cure of my sickness? Who can guide me? Who can take care about me? Who can give me vision and understanding? Is only Allah. Nobody can give it to you. Nobody. Even who can allow you to understand and comprehend? Who Allah can open your heart? Who can correct your manner and your behavior? Only Allah. And this is why when you embrace, you go to a cycle of sincerity or lie. According to your sincerity, Allah will open. If you are in a state of lie, you will find yourself where you are. You're not moving anywhere. You're moving backward. By this way, if I find out my manner is the same and going down, I'm a liar. If I'm really sincere, my behavior will change. Don't say, this is me. I meet some people that said, it's me. This is the way I am. What do you want from me? The Creator created me this way. No, they are a liar. They are arrogant. Because Allah created us with default in our personality and manner. And He gave us the recipe and the medication how to cure that. You take the medication and recipe, little by little you find you are a different person. Do you know what is that? Is Iman. The real Iman is molding you. Is molding you toward Allah. Now, from the quality of the animal to the quality of the angel. You used to be anger, now you are calm. You used to have a bad tongue, you have a good tongue. You used to have no patience, now you have patience. You have no quality, you have quality. You used to lie, you will be honest. Whatever what you want, Allah will give you according to your sincerity and truthful and honesty. By this way, I need my Creator.
I should first ask, what does the Creator expect of me?
What does the Creator expect from me? Imagine if somebody do some good for you. What do you do? You keep calling, oh, so-and-so did this to me, so-and-so he bring me this, so-and-so, so-and-so. You keep remember the person. This number one. By this way, if I realize the bounty of the Creator, I will remember whom most? The Creator. Because He's the owner of all the bounty. He's the owner of all the gift. How I look like? Is the Creator give it to me? What I have, is the Creator give it to me? What about my ability? Is the Creator give it to me? Everything you think about it is giving by the Creator. He can give, He can take. And I should be in a state of thanks and show gratitude to my Creator. How? By worshiping Him, realizing Him, remember Him, talk about Him, inviting toward Him, thank Him, try to please Him. How you try to please Him? By doing the things He loves and try to avoid the things He dislikes. This is automatically it make you be pleased to the Creator.
My way to Islam.
My way to Islam. What is my way to Islam? And how I start? By the way, this question, I did not say it to really go and give everything. I'm just giving a glimpse, little bit. To just try to generate a sequence of understanding. But each actually question, we can go for a whole topic about it. But my aim, not to really give complete knowledge about every question. My aim, how to build understanding, especially our youth. By this way, my way to Islam should be what? Anybody can say it in one sentence? What is my way to Islam? Very simple, more than you imagine. But you know what happened? I find out non-Muslims, they doing it. We do not do. Non-Muslims, they do that. We do not do. Inshallah, in the near future, I will get you some tapes about non-Muslim embracing Islam and why. And you will learn from them what's the difference. Huge difference. Why are you smiling about all the time? You should think about what I'm saying and think. Very important. What's the difference? What is my way to Islam? Think. Some of you think you are a thinker and intelligent. No, you're not. Because if you're intelligent, you will know now the answer. Because if you have all the knowledge, and you do all the homework, you do all the project, and you have A+ in the school, and you are dead about Islam, you are dead nothing. You are a loser. You are a big loser. Very simple, my dear brother and sister in Islam. My way to Islam is seeking knowledge about Islam. Seeking knowledge about Islam. It makes me ache when I see non-Muslim read about Islam and us, we do not read. I'm going to tell you a piece of news now. Anybody who hear it, he's responsible in the front of Allah. I did what I have to do. You have to do what you have to do. If you go to any public library, any school library, any college library, you find the books about Islam is completely corrupted. And most of it none written by a Muslim. Most of them written by non-Muslim. Do you know why these books are there? Who go to this book library? Muslim youth learning and having project about Islam and non-Muslim to learn about Islam. If you read these books, you will hate something called Islam. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know every library by law is required to accept from you donation of books? Do you know by $50, $100, if every Muslim in every county or every small town and village donated equivalent of $50 or $100 books in a library, what will happen? You have an Islamic books for many, many generations. Can benefit the whole area. How many of us doing that? You see? And do we really be responsible in the Jordan? Sure, we will be responsible. $100, the price of two shoes. Or three shoes, whatever you are, how much good you are in shopping. For the price of three shoes, you are benefit youth, your own local people, and the non-Muslim, and everybody. Somebody tell me about internet. Library is still used until now. People go borrow books, especially in major area where people is not having computer. Because sometimes the middle class people, they think everybody's like them. No, no, no. Go to any major town. You find a lot of students in library because it's the only thing. They have to go and search by books. By this way, searching knowledge. But searching knowledge has to be careful. By whom? Who's a feeder? I'm telling you, sincerity will lead you. Whatever, how much sincere, Allah will lead you to the right path. His promise is His path.
My way to the true belief, to the salvation.
It is my way to the true belief, to the salvation. In this life and hereafter.
Why do I have to be a Muslim?
Why do I have to be a Muslim? Anybody can give me this answer? Tell me, if somebody in a school asks you that, why do you have to be a Muslim? What is your answer? I'm asking. I've been in many, many schools and colleges and saw the kind of question they've been answered to our Muslim youth. Tell me, why do you have to be a Muslim? Anybody, the floor is open. Anybody know? Tell me, please. What's that? Why do I have to be a Muslim?
Because next life is, if I am Muslim, I do right things, learn about Islam. Then my next life is good.
Mm-hmm. You see, this answer from you is nice answer, but for you, in a college, you cannot you cannot really win. Why? They tell you, some of them, you do not believe in the hereafter. Some of them, they believe all the road go to Italy. Meaning, it is your religion, your faith. This is your way. I have my way. You have your God, I have my God. What are you going to answer? Tell me. You, tell me.
Be a role model of humanity.
But don't forget, we're not a role model of humanity today. By this way, actually, we are a troublemaker to Islam. This is a reality. By this way, if I said anything about manner, I really shot myself in the foot. Because a person who's talking to me, maybe he have more manner more than me. What's the answer? If you understand the meaning of Islam, you will know the answer. What's the meaning of Islam? We said it in the first one. Submission to the will of the Creator. By this way, the answer should be, I try to submit to the will of the Creator. Why you are a Muslim? Because this is the way the Creator wants. And you take him step by step to learn about revelation. And yes, every religion have goodness, every religion have this. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the Creator, what He wants. His way, not my way, not my father's way, not my mother's way, His way. And you cannot talk to anyone unless you have the basic knowledge. You see? By this way, if you think you are intelligent, no, you are stupid. Because if you are going to college with all kind of degree and knowledge, but you do not have ABC knowledge about Islam, you're finished. You can have a big degree and you're finished. And you can have a master and a doctorate degree and you are master whatever, but you are going to hellfire for infinity. And you disgrace your own belief. Now you see what happened? Because you never embrace Islam, you never struggle for it. When you do not struggle for something, you do not value. And if you do not value, you do not water it. And if you do not water it, you will lose it. You see? Yes. Our kids is very nice. Yes. No. Yes. No. And you go ahead and do exactly the opposite of what you say. Good manner. What is knowledge is that? What manner is that? Why? Because we do not give them the right feed, the right knowledge. And at least we make it available for them. How many of us have an Islamic library in the house? Of video and a cassette and books? By this way, you do not have to go to a public library and stock. And by this way, every Muslim house can be a public library for every people around. And instead of my teacher give me da'wah about his own nonsense, I give him da'wah about Islam. With kindness and generosity and knowledge. But this will never happen unless I have the zeal to learn. And this to lead us to sincerity and honesty. This is why if you see your kids going astray, all you have to do is cry. Cry to Allah. Because nothing we can do. You can advise, you can beat, you can do whatever you want. It doesn't work. Unless Allah put the seed in the heart, nobody can put it. And this a lot of people do not understand. I saw it by myself in my own kids. I saw it in my own family. You can just go sit down and think, is your brother and sister the same? Can anybody tell me my brother and sister are all the same? We pray the same way? We love Allah the same? We have the same level of Iman? No way. No way. It is up to the seed and the fitrah Allah put it in every heart. And how much you struggle for it. And to struggle for it, you as a parent has to struggle. And cry to Allah to open the heart. Because Allah is the opener. Allah is the guider. Not me and you. And this is what we fail to give it to our kids. Kids and generation. Go ahead.
Can I choose something else?
Can I choose something else than Islam? It's a question. A lot of people go to Hindu, Buddhism, Sikhism, Christianity. Why? Why does he go to something else? Anybody know? Do you know why? I find out it lead us to the point before. No knowledge. And once somebody invited them something, look nicer, finished. Or we focus in the ruling and we push our kids with all kind of regulation and make them, you know, run away. Because they do never have the iman and faith is enough to make them carry all this ruling. Because ruling coming after faith. But we let our kids do all the ruling only for show off. And when the time coming to reality is empty. Can we choose something else? No. Why not? Anybody know? Because very simple. It is a religion of me or the religion of the Creator. Tell me. Are you want to choose a religion of you, the one you like, or you choose a religion the Creator chose for you? Which one you want? Which one the Creator chose for us? Which one is that? Is Islam. Why? You have to dig and study and you will find out. Because it is the last revelation. Why it is the last revelation? Because it's a book called Quran. This Quran, the Muslim claim, it is the last revelation. And I use word claim. By this way, I be just to everybody. Why is the Quran the last revelation? Because there's many evidence, it is the last revelation. How I know? You can find, and I can show you, by the will of Allah, how many books and how many things written about, you can prove. Without no doubt, Quran is the last revelation. Meaning, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, he's the last messenger of Allah. The Creator. Is this knowledge available? Yes. And believe me, in less than $25, you can have all this knowledge in your hand. I can give you all the name of the books. But it needs a sincere person to read. I can give you the books in an end. If you watch one tape a week, and you watch a couple of lines every 2 or 3 months, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Knowledge, you have to really, can you go to the college? You see, and said, I will going to be present once a month in a class. Can you do that? And in the end you coming and said, I want a degree? We do that to Islam. We want a struggle gaining knowledge if we have time, if it come into my mind, if, and the rest of the dunya and material things, it overwhelming me. It doesn't work. You want knowledge, you have to struggle. And for our youth, if the teacher give me a project, I have to finish the project in the time the teacher want. But what happened to my heart if my heart is empty? Keep doing project, study, but no Islam. Do you know what happened to Islam? If you do not really connect your heart to Allah all the time, by remember Allah, by reading from the right books, from connecting to the right people, you finished. Your Islam will keep going down. And in meantime, is an environment of overwhelming you, pushing you with all kind of different understanding and belief. And before you know it, Islam is going down and everything is coming up. Wonder what happened to inside your heart. It's garbage. Garbage. A lot of doubt. You do not know who you are. Why I am a Muslim? I remember my father used to tell me pray. Sometime I used to pray when I was young. You see? Why? Because I never embraced Islam. I'm not a Muslim. I'm a Muslim from outside. Inside my heart, I'm not a Muslim. And it doesn't matter how old you are. This is something. It really hurt. I remember a couple of weeks ago, I was with one family, and I reminded him by something very beautiful. And I have to share it with you in the front of my own kids. When I was young, almost 7 years old, I was praying next to my father. And my father, when he makes sajda, prostrate to the ground, he make dua for me loud. And he keep making a lot of dua for me loud. When we finish salah, I said, my father, you corrupt my own sajda. Why you make a lot of dua loud? Do you really want me to hear it? He said, do you hear it? I said, yes. I said, excuse me, what you teach me is different than what you're doing. If you believe in Allah, why you do not make it silent and said to Allah, put it in my heart? Instead of make it loud and you want me to hear it. You can make my ear hear it, but you cannot open my heart to it. My father, please do what you teach me. And next time, do not corrupt my own sajda. Make it silent. And have faith in Allah is the doer, not you. And I learn. I learned by him, his faith is between you and Allah. Go ahead, sister.
Is it the Creator's choice or mine?
Is the Creator's choice for me to be a Muslim or mine? This is we go back to destiny. But don't forget, we talk about it. I forget in this session or different session. Is according to your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said many things beautiful in Quran. Those who struggle for me, I will show them the way. You see, if you do not struggle for Allah, why he will show you the way? Why he will choose you? If you always lie all the time, why Allah will guide you? You need at least to build the truthful between you and Allah. Can you play a game in the time of praying? Is really praying, it's just a routine you have to do? What I'm telling you now is the roots of what I saw in all the masajid. I saw our youth not praying, they playing very dirty game. And we the one, we really planting the seed of game. Why do you pray? My father is here, I have to show him I pray. My mother is here. By this way, the praying, it become a habit and a routine for the father and mother. Not for Allah. I never forget this 10, 12 years ago, when one young lady came to me, and she was 13 years old, and she almost hafiz Quran, and certain conversation between me and her, and in the end she told me, my father want me to be a hypocrite like him. Imagine a girl, 13 years old, she tell me that. My father want me to be a hypocrite like him. I said, why you say that? She said, look at him. He care about the people. He doesn't care about Allah. He know what I'm doing. He know how I dress like. You see? Where is honesty and sincerity? Is this what we teach our children? I rather my children to be nuts in the front of me, but honest to Allah. Honest and sincerity is the core. Without it, we finished. By this way, if you really want Allah, be honest and sincere. By this way, what the seed we can give to our children? Honesty and sincerity. How? By me doing it and set the role model. Not talk about it. No, not talk about it. Doing it. Don't tell me something you do not do. It will not work. Allah will not allow it to work. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take only what you have in your heart, not what you have in your tongue.
What is the difference?
What is the difference? Don't forget also we can go in here about something very important. We talked about it a few minutes ago. You will see your own children, your own brother and sister, your own neighbors. The teacher is one, the books is one, and everybody understand it different. Why? Because according to the status of the heart, who's the owner of the heart? Allah. Who's the owner of changing the status of the heart? Allah. By this way, my job is, when I do any effort, I have to realize the door is Allah. Allah can open the time He wants and the way He wants. Not the time I want and not the way I want. Also, some people has been chosen by Allah. Some people will be chosen by Allah. All this choosing and time, do I know it? No, Allah only know it. By this way, in the middle of learning and getting knowledge and getting closer to Allah, I have to be patient. And I have to remember, Allah is the doer. Allah is the opener. Allah is the guider. Allah is the light. Allah al-hadi, al-fattah, al-fa'alu lima yurid, al-nur. Not me. I only can talk. But only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take this talk and make it bloom or not. Not me. In a time he want, in a way he want.
The difference between being a slave to the Creator or a slave to my desire and temptation.
You see today, why people running away from Islam? Even us. Because slavery is tough. To be slave to Allah? Can I do this? No, haram, forbidden. Can I do this? No, haram is forbidden. Can I do this? Haram is forbidden. But my desire tells me I like to do that. You see? But Islam, real Islam, is to how to capture your desire and you become a slave to Allah. You see, this Islam. Not a slave to my own habit and culture and temptation and desire. No. It's a difference between all of us, how much we willing to fight our own temptation and desire to build the servanty and salvation between us and Allah. And this is why it leads us to again, you cannot give it to your own children. You cannot. You cannot. It has to come from in. You cannot please your own children the rest of your life. You cannot. You're building a puppet. You're building a hypocrite. But you want to build a complete, a strong iman and faith. Love of Allah. Fear of Allah. Rely on Allah. Once you have this understanding, you're done. You're done. Whatever, where you are, you have Allah with you. And even if you go stray a little bit, Allah will take you again. Because Allah will save what is blooming inside your heart. Very important.
Cleansing the heart from me, habit and custom or to having the Creator.
You see, if we do not start cleansing the heart, cleansing from where? From everything rather than Allah. And this today, I believe, it is number one core of a problem. To understand, is me living as a Muslim, as a slave to Allah, or what block me, all the habit and custom, or all the temptation and desire. And sometimes we forget, we pay the price of what we've done in the past. By this way, something has to be done. Don't forget again, in this time, what I'm doing, I'm opening our mind and our heart to the core of understanding and principle. But actually, this point, for example, it can be a session by itself. The cleansing of the heart. And the importance of cleansing the heart. Because don't forget, the heart is like a cup. You cannot mix it with everything and get a water from it. You cannot put water with urine, with rose water, with ice cream, and everything, and say it's good. You're laughing? This is what you have in your heart. This is what we have in our heart. Either we have Allah, the teaching of the Prophet, good manner and good behavior, honesty, sincerity, integrity, all the good meaning Allah wanted. It doesn't work. Because to go to Allah, the more you are pure, the more you will be accepted. We have to be serious about it. And we as a parents, we have to let our kids. My daughter, if she's 13 years old, but she reached her puberty, the box is open. She's a complete woman in the front of Allah. It doesn't matter about the age. If she died tonight, she will be completely responsible about her action. What about me as a father? I can give advice. I can give her the right environment. I can try. But I cannot make her having some iman. I cannot. You cannot build iman in somebody's heart. It has to be struggled from in and accepted by Allah, not by me. And this is why I consider today us invited to Allah. Many people, parents, you are mushrik. We have partnered with Allah because we think my kids have to do it. Do it for what? Are you want your kids to do it for you or do it for Allah? I prefer to be my kids a sinner, pure to Allah, better than obedience, mushrik to Allah. Because as soon or later you will be an obedience. But if I teach them to be a hypocrite and puppet just for me, they will never be a good Muslim. Never. Because I teach them the roots of partner with Allah. By the way, you're doing it only for me. I do not want it. Very important.
The preparation of the heart. The greatness and bounty of the Creator.
The preparation of the heart. How we prepare our heart. Something very simple, but we do not do. How many of us remember the Creator? How many of us look to the greatness of the Creator? If the weather is hot, oh wow, it's hot. If it's cold, oh wow, it's cold. If it's rainy, oh, it's too rainy. We're acting like an American. But a Muslim, if it's hot, Allahumma ajirna min Jahannam. Oh Allah, protect us from the hellfire of Jahannam. If it's cold, oh Allah, protect us from the harir of Jahannam. The place of Jahannam is cold also. And what we do? We say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. If it's hot, Alhamdulillah. If it's cold, Alhamdulillah. If it's raining, is mercy from Allah. If it's drought, Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not make us the sinner to cause the drought in the area. Because drought is coming from the sins of the people. By this way, do we talk about the greatness of Allah? And how much we talk about the greatness of Allah? How much? How much we talk about all the material and homework and project and everything? How much we talk about Allah? This is why what we have now, imagine, think about it, is the only seed. This is why I ask everybody, please, generate Islam in your house. Islam is started in the houses, not in the masajid. Masajid invite other to Islam when the people inside was a Muslim. Today what we have in our masajid? Sick Muslim going like a mental institute. May Allah forgive me, but this reality, keep arguing with each other, fighting with each other. What do you generate? Generate nonsense. Show me a masjid, have a place and corner for da'wah to Islam. Show me a masjid, have a telephone number only to receive telephone call from people who want to question about Islam. Show me a masjid, have a library for the use and activity. Daily, not once in a while. Show me an imam only working for Allah, not for salary. Show me a person really want invite other to Islam. Show me a person really hurt for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the condition of the Islam. You see, to invite to Islam, you have to really worry about Islam. Today what we have, we become selfish. I want Islam to my daughter and my son. What about the neighbor? You go to hellfire. What about the non-Muslim? I don't worry about them. Is this Islam? Islam to be a selfish? Do you know, I'm going to tell you something in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today what we see in our kids is a calamity and a torture from Allah because we're not making effort for Islam. Because a man is not a babysitter and is not a cow to produce money. No, a man supposed to be inviter to Allah, to learn, to set the raw example for his family. But if the father going out of work, and the mother go out of work in the kitchen, what about the kids? What's he learning? And from whom is he learning? If the father, his heart is not connected to Allah, the mother, her heart is not connected to Allah, what do you want the kids to be? The kids is a production of us. They inherit some of our disease as a teacher for us. And this is why my father, may Allah give him mercy in the grave, he tell me, if you see bad manner in me, don't take it. Just make dua for me. If you see something good about me, do it and imitate it. I'm not a perfect person. But do not imitate me because I'm not good. Imitate only what you see good about me. But do not play game. And said, my father was bad, I do it. No. I'm completely buried from that. I'm completely denied from what you claim. If I do something bad, don't do it. You have a complete mind, you have a complete heart, you are completely responsible. This is real Islam. To worry about Islam, where is Islam? I said to people today, if you're honest to Allah, look to yourself and go to any masjid. People in 50 and 60, they have left over Islam. In 10, 15 years, they die. Look at our youth. Is this the people will be in a masjid in 10, 15 years from now? I doubt it. May Allah forgive me. But what I see, they do not even know ABC and about Islam. They do not have no zeal about Islam. Go ahead.
Intention of, and the importance of setting an intention.
Say it again slowly, please.
Intention and the importance of.
I cannot understand. Intention.
And the importance.
And the important.
Of setting.
Of setting.
Or,
of setting the intention. She speaks American. I cannot understand a word. She's my daughter. Imagine no sentence I can understand. Everything is joined by N and T. Intention, you know, intention and setting. This is how we, I'm a poor person. My ear is very slow. I learned from the old school. Pronounce the word, beginning and end. In Arabic, they teach us that. Pronounce the word, beginning and end. But if you give me a sentence between N and T is gone, forgive me. You know? And this, by the way, do you know what happened? My father, may Allah give him mercy, he teach me that. And it is also sunnah. To talk slowly and pronounce clearly to everybody can understand. It is a sign of selfish when you talk the way you want. Because people is different level. But how you pronounce your word slowly? Only if you are conscious and have considered to some other. Where's consideration between us and other? I remember my father, may Allah give him mercy in the grave, we cannot walk at night and open the light. We cannot. You won't get up at night? Go slowly or have a flashlight. Do not open the door and keep shouting. Some people else sleep. You have to have respect. By this way, when we open door and close, if you see me open door and close, you will never even think I open the door and close. I can do it so silent. Why? Because my father taught me that. To walk in my toes in the middle of the night. By this way, we do not hurt the feeling of other. This is feeling. It hurt me when I see my even my young children. You have no feeling. The feeling is dead. They have no consideration. Why? Because the American system building selfish. Everybody worry about his own self. Nobody worry about others. Do you know what Islam is? Islam to worry about everybody except you. And Allah to care about you. You to care about everybody, Allah to care about you. And alhamdulillah, I try to do whatever I can, Allah show me the way. You to care about other, Allah to care about you. Islam against selfish. against greed. It doesn't work. What is the topic again? I lost the topic.
Intention and the importance.
And I cannot understand. Intention
and the importance.
And
the importance.
And the important. You see the difference? Intention and the importance of what?
Of setting your intention.
Of setting your intention. Habit. Do you know what happened to us? We forget that. Habit and custom. If you are habit and custom to talk certain way, can you change it? No. Unless you sit with the right people. And the right people will give you always that, the correction. And at this time, by sitting with different environment, different people, wonder what happened. You get the conscious. By its intention and setting. Intention and setting what?
Your intention.
Intention and setting your intention. And? Repeat it again slowly.
Intention.
Hmm?
And the importance.
I cannot understand this. Intention. And?
The importance.
And the important. I speak English. Broken English. And the importance of?
Setting your intention.
Of setting my intention. Do we understand that? How many of us think about intention and the importance of setting intention? I did not even know it for a long time. Imagine we without intention, what we will be? Where we will be and what we gain? Think. The Prophet ﷺ, he said it. إنما الأعمال بالنيات. Intention according to action according to intention. Imagine if you do a lot of action in your life, but you never set the intention. Do you know what this meaning? Shaitan really did a good job. You have a zero action. You have nothing. You did it for everybody except Allah. This is why today we get upset. Why we get upset? Why we get anger? Do you know why? Because the intention was not for Allah. If I try to be generous or kind to somebody, I get upset. Why I get upset? If it's for Allah, I will not get upset. I give the right education to my children. If they do not be guided, I do not get upset. I believe in Allah. I feel sorry for them. As a father, I cry for them. I get hurt for them. But nothing I can do. I will not be upset against them. No, upset for them. By this way, if I do not learn to set intention, and not only that, to be pure for Allah, where am I? What is my intention of life? I said about all this topic in the first tape is question and answer and food for thought. And embracing Islam and the journey of Iman. I talk about that. But just today, we're just going through it quick. By this way, setting intention purely to Allah. And to realize what I'm doing, for whom I'm doing. Without this conscious to be built inside of me, anything go. Anything go. Imagine why I'm eating. Why I'm sleeping, why I'm moving, why I'm going to school. All this can be zero, even minus, meaning against me in the day of judgment. And me as a parent, happy, you know, and clapping my hand, and go for the my kids' graduation. Graduation of what? Graduation of Hellfire Express. What's the big deal if they are graduating and they do not know nothing about Islam? What I generate? And generate kids for hellfire? Is this what I'm generating? And happy about it? But this is what happened. If my kids is doing A plus and they are mashallah, number one, I'm happy. But if they do not know nothing about Islam, it's fine. Until they get to the reach the level of getting maybe married, and all of a sudden, daddy, I have Jean with me, he won't get marry me. Jean is getting to marry you? Oh, Jean is nice, I like him. All of a sudden, I start crying. Cry for what? If she have ABC in Islam, she would never have Jean in the first place. Today, a big portion of our younger generation, male and female, is going out of whack. Why? Because the essence of Islam is not there. And after that, we start keep crying. But it's too late. Because to build a tree, it doesn't grow overnight. To have fruit of a tree, it doesn't grow overnight. It takes struggle and time. In Arabic language called tarbiyah. Tarbiyah meaning education. But actually tarbiyah in Arabic is so beautiful. Because tarbiyah in Arabic, I find it in one of the old books. It has three pillars. Listen carefully. If you do not have three pillars, you cannot have education. Number one is time. It takes time to be having tarbiyah. According to the time, according to how much you educate. Number two, a role model. You have to have a role model. You have to have a good teacher. If you do not have a good teacher, what are you going to get? Number three, environment. You have to have a good environment. A rich environment can let this grow, the tree grow. Today, with all respect to you, if we have a session like this 1 week and once every while, we're happy. Or if we do something similar, we're happy. It doesn't work. You have to make a struggle daily. This activity should increase the maximum you can. If we know the value of this meeting, we will make it priority more easily than our food. Because this is a real food. This is a real food. With all respect to our female, how many hours we spending in the kitchen? You can cook something simple. Don't cook what you like. Cook what is simple, what makes less activity. Do not cook a meal so fantastic, so sophisticated, and you take 5 hours of your life. You are dead. You are a loser. Cook something so beautiful in 1 hour maximum for the whole family. Finished. And now you have 4 hours. Do not try to decorate the kitchen and the bathroom and refrigerator and everything. And we do not try to decorate the heart. And when the time comes, we have no time. Me, as a mother and father, I have to be prepared for all what is coming from my children. Prepare them for what? I have to have my heart ready for them. But if my time as a male, all the time at work, and my wife all the time in the kitchen, where's my kids? With whom will be? Where's the environment? Where's the friendship? Who's the role model? I cannot be a role model. I can be a role model of carry. I can be a role model of money. But I will not be a role model of iman, of struggling, of sacrificing. They have to see me doing, not talking about it. And once I'm doing it, I'm clear. I can tell Allah, Allah, I show them what I'm doing. You hear me? I'm saying the truth. You see me, what I'm doing, and what I'm sacrificing for Allah is up to you to carry on. I cannot do it for you. I cannot do nothing for you. I can give you books, I can advise you, I can help you, I can generate environment for you, only if you desire and want. But I cannot beat you up and come and tell you to come learn. Yeah, I can. Because even if I do, you will not learn. You will learn the outer knowledge, but your heart is dead. By this way, as a parent today, and even as an adult, we have to think about three elements. Who is my role model in my life? I remember when I was your kids, when I was 13, 14, 15, 12, all this age, I was different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was generous to me. I have good people, elders and me, I go to them, spend some time with them, asking questions. I share with them my own life. I share with them my own personal things. And I gain from them their own life experience. I feel sad. I will share something with you today. These kids, I saw them only one time after 9 months. My own kids. They never called me even one time to say, "How are you, my father?" I say it for Allah. What happened? I believe in Allah. I believe it is belongs, the heart belongs to Allah. It's a trial and calamity for me. To Allah, see, to let me see what is going on. Let me share something with you. Today, all of us has been trialed for our kids. Do you know why? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see, are we belonging to Allah or belonging to our kids? What about the ummah kids? How many people think about Islam as Islam? Maybe Allah did not choose my kids to be guided. I cannot be paralyzed next to my kids, babysitter for them. I can't. I will not. I will refuse. They have to run after me. I cannot run after them. They want Islam, they know where they get it. But by the will of Allah, I have a mission in the front of Allah. To when I go to my grave, I will be questioned about what I'm doing between me and Allah. What they doing is their own business. Because they're not young anymore. I can make them sit by force, they will do it. I can make them listen by force, they will do it. But they will do it only by ear. But they will not do it by heart. And this is why, if you coming after that and ask him any question, they do not know nothing. They do not memorize nothing. Why? The heart is not open. It is my job now as a Muslim to realize, if the heart is not open, something wrong. Either between me and Allah, or between them and Allah. Now I have to struggle. For Allah. Nothing else I can do. We have a job in the front of Allah, male and female, old and young. We forget what Islam all about. We supposed to be inviter to Islam. We have a duty and mission. We will be questioned about it in the Day of Judgment. Allah will question me. You give them food? Yes. You give them shelter? Yes. You try to be halal? Yes, I try to the most of my ability. Done. You try to give them advice? Yes. You get upset when you see them doing something wrong? Yes. That's it. The rest, their job and their mom's job. A father have a job, the mother have a job. The father have a duty, the mother have a duty. A duty toward our kids, duty toward our locality, duty toward mankind. Do we realize that? Do we realize each one of us will be questioned about it? What else?
Inner and outer. Are they the same or different?
Inner and outer.
Are they the same or different?
Exactly. Inner and outer. Is he the same or different? Do you understand what I'm saying? Is inner of Islam similar to the outer of Islam, or they are different? Big, huge difference. Inner, located in the heart, containing the belief, the faith, the yaqeen, the fear of Allah, the love of Allah, the respect of Allah, the connection between you and Allah. This is the inner. And this is the one generates the energy to make you in a state of obedience to Allah. If this inner is not there, you can have the outer, but you have no inner. Let me tell you something, may Allah forgive me again. Today I see a lot of my ummah, a lot of the ummah worry about the outer and nobody worry about the inner. By this way, we become a Muslim doing the ritual from outside, but the inside is corrupted. This is why the heart is busy about accumulation, selfish, greed, envy, jealousy, If I'm really a Muslim, I have none of that. I have no time of that. Because my heart full of dhikr of Allah, remember Allah, worship Allah, learning, teaching, doing da'wah, running after the sick, running after the widow, running after janazah. I have a lot of duty. By the time I finish it, I have no time for even my sleep. This is a believer. But if my inner is empty, wonder what happened. I want this house, I want this car, I want this, I want that, and I'm looking to her, I'm looking to him, and I'm really busy about everything material because my heart is empty. And this why, again, I believe, inner is important. And if you study the seerah, the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam according to revelation, Quran, 2/3 of the Quran is Makki. Makki meaning revealed in Mecca. Now, if the Quran is Makki, revealed in Mecca, has too many regulations? No. Has too many obligations? No. But the whole Quran in Makki talk about one topic. Building connection to Allah. Rely on Allah. Have faith in Allah. This is the real build of aqeedah, iman, faith. Once this is established, the rest come easy. And the rest will come honest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else?
Purification of the soul.
And this will lead us to the purification of the soul. Which we care today about when we go to the supermarket, which food is more healthy? Which food is more nutritious? Which food has more nutritious value? We worry about which one can make us gain weight or lose weight. But what about the different environment, which is the food of the soul? What we saying? What we talking about it? What we hearing? What we seeing? Who I'm engaging with? What I'm talking about? Because this will be the food of my heart, which is the food of my soul. By this way, I believe today we should really worry about our food of the soul. Which is what? The food of the soul, which is closeness to Allah. Remember Allah, obedience, a gathering like that, learning and teaching. Calling Allah, remember Allah. Having the right environment and right company. It might sound repeating itself, but don't forget, Islam is like tasbih beads or beads. If you break one, you break them all. If you connected, you connected. If you have a good man or a good environment, many things will become good. Because we are a ummah to remind each other. A ummah to help each other. Do we know always we will be either a company of angel or a company of shayateen? All the time. All the time. What else?
The difference between necessity, need, and obligation and my job.
MashaAllah. Now we're coming to a very beautiful question. What's the difference between necessity, my need, and a job and obligation? Because they are today mixed. Anybody tell me necessity like what? Very simple. Like, no, different. And otherwise I will not join them or separate them. It's big difference between necessity and need. Very simple. You have to go to the bathroom is necessity. And otherwise you make a mess. Right? You have to eat. You have to drink water is necessity. Is not a need. Is a need, but is higher, is necessity. You have to. You have to sleep, is necessity, part of your necessity. By this way, sleeping, eating, drinking, going to the bathroom, all this is necessity. What about the need? Anybody give me example of need? Today we are mixing between them. For example, when my desire gets high, I need certain candy. I need certain ice cream. I need certain food. I'm changing now the necessity to a need. Meaning, now I'm busy and now I'm bringing a wide range of necessity going to my need. Do you know what this meaning? I'm losing time and effort in my life. Does anyone understand what I'm saying? For example, what we said, you can cook a meal for 1 hour, you can cook a meal for 5 hours, you can cook a meal for 7 hours. Is all in necessity. But now you mix it with need. Because I like this meal, or I like this meat, or I like this, or I like that. The desire mixed, and take the necessity, make it grow to go into the need. But actually the mu'min have necessity, only necessity. What about the need? Believe it or not. The need, again, we can break it into two categories. A need is really a need, and a need as a disease from desire. The real need, believe it or not, is the need to learn about who's Allah. Who's the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The companion, this is a need. Why I need that? Because how I worship one, I do not know him. Is an obligation, but is a need. To get closer to Allah, to get the right companion, the right company, is a need. Because it's my way of salvation. But in meantime, I can need money. I can need a fancy car. Any car will do a job. But why I have Mercedes-Benz? Why I have Lexus? A small Chevy and Lexus will do the job. Is Toyota or Volkswagen will do the job. But what's the difference? Why I spending $15-$20 extra of every shoes? Why I change my clothing once in a while and I have a change different color? Because now necessity become a need and a desire. The more I open my necessity to a need and desire, the more I ask for trouble. Why? All of us today, we have a disease. Do you know what is it? Anybody I talk to him about anything about Islam, he said, excuse me, I have no time. But all of us have the time. The only time you have no time, when the angel of maut, death coming, and tell you, you have no time. Come on, out. This is the time you have no time. But right now you have the time. But what happened is the priority for this 24 hour, it vary between each one of us. And the need and necessity and job become mixed. What is the job? What is the obligation? Obligation is part of it to worship Allah. To do the ritual, belong to Allah, which salah, fasting, zakah, hajj, all this. But this part-time. What about full-time? What about my job to remember Allah? My job to running after the widow? My job to learning and teaching? My job to invite toward Islam? My job to spread Islam? My job to make people bow and persuade to Allah and know who's Allah? This is my job. Not mine. It's all of us, male, female, young and old. You think if you die tonight and said, oh Allah, I did A+ in my project, but I forget even who you are. Do you think Allah will be happy with you? If you be the most sophisticated girl in America, the most genius, doesn't matter. Because the main obligation and job Allah wants from you, you do not do. I'm not saying do not study. People do not understand. I do not tell you don't eat. I do not tell you don't go to the bathroom. I cannot do that. Because you have to do it anyway. You will not listen to me. You have to go. Right? You will listen to me. I will not go to the bathroom. No, you will. You will sleep. You will eat. But I'm talking about how much you consume of your time. How much you consume from your own heart and desire. We should separate between a need, necessity, obligation, and a job. Which one should take the most time? Anybody can tell me? Which one should take the most time? Come on, make me happy before the end of night. What's that? Sleeping. Very good. We have a joker in here. You see, what she desire? Sleeping. Her job is sleeping. Imagine you go to Allah and said, my job is sleeping. Go ahead. Anybody tell me? It's not a place to joke. It's not the topic of joking. We just said it a few minutes ago. Which one more take more time? Which one now take more time of your life? A job. But which job? What's that? Exactly. But it's wrong. Yes, it's wrong. We're not created to do that. You know what I remember? I remember back home, when they used to load a donkey too much or a mule, he will collapse. And he will refuse to work after a certain amount of hours. I said, subhanAllah, today we are in America. We do much better than donkey. We do much better than a cow. A donkey and a cow, you work only for one certain limit, and that's it. If you beat them up day and night, you will not do more. A cow after sun go down, finished. Let a cow work. She will not work. A cow has more dignity more than us. A donkey has more dignity more than us. How you worship Allah when you are dead tired all the time? How? How you take care about your job? The real job between you and Allah. But you know what happened? When we switch necessity to a need, and a need, we put it in the category of a job. And now the job of Islam is gone. And even obligation, we hardly doing it because we so dead tired. Obligation is to worship Allah. This is an obligation. But the job to spread Islam, to be inviter to Allah, to be the role model. You are the ambassador of Allah in earth. But imagine you die and you said, excuse me, Allah. Yes, I'm ambassador, but I forget. Like one scholar, he said it so beautifully. He said, imagine you're ambassador of some country. And the country give you money, job, this and that, all kind of means. And now after 1 year, you're coming back to the president of the country. And he tell you, how is the diplomatic affair? Oh, the car is beautiful. I like the house. My kids love it. We used to go to the movie every night. This town is so lovely. It has a river in the sea. And it has this and that. We enjoy the environment. He said, excuse me, I'm asking you, how is the job? Oh, the money was enough. We have plenty of food. We live. You laugh again. You know, this not, we're doing exactly the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us. He give us life. He give us soul. He give us time. He give us money. He give us mean. He give us everything to do the job for Him. And no wonder what happened. Shaitan make us deceived, running after the wrong goal. And before we know it, we're going to be questioned to Allah. In the front of Allah. When I was young, one scholar tell me, listen, my son, you can argue, you can win. But when you go to the grave, you cannot win. When you go in the front of Allah, you cannot win. Prepare the answer now. If you can win in the grave, and if you win between you and Allah, say it and do it. If you cannot win when you are, meaning your answer, and you have the right answer between you and Allah, don't do it. And this is what's going on with us, inshallah. We have to prepare our answer between us and Allah. And we have to distinguish between necessity, a need, a job, an obligation. Any question, any answer, any requirement, any comment about what we talk about it, and where are we going from here? Why are we listening? What are we going to do of what we listening? This is another thing. You see, you can listen to a speech and you love it, mashallah, so lovely. And after that, what are you going to do with it? It's almost like having a diamond ring and you're going to put it in the bathroom. What's the value? If you do not take the knowledge and value it and precious it and live it and work for it and water it and let it bloom inside of you and save it, what's the value? You see, what's the value? It's something we have to ask ourselves, each one individual. You have to stop looking to each other. Look to your own self. Look at your own self. Because each one going to the grave alone will be questioned alone. Today I found out also part of the calamity, the parents is busy with the kids and not busy with what Allah wants. Somebody said, but the kid is the most important obligation. Yes, you have certain obligation. Once you fulfill it, finished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not want you to be a babysitting of 2 kids or 3 kids or 5 kids or 10 kids. Allah will tell you what you did with my ummah. What we did with 1.25 billion or 1.5 billion Muslim. This also from selfish. If I keep thinking about my kids and not worry about no Muslim else, no another kids, I'm blind. I'm so blind. When my own kids do not listen to me, I know it. The time to leave. Because I have a duty. If they do not listen to me, I have to go find those who will listen to me and value what I have. And I will keep going because I have a duty and a mission between me and Allah. Whoever hungry, he will come eat. Whoever not hungry, nothing I can do. I make dua. Oh Allah, open their heart. Finished. But I cannot be paralyzed by 2 kids and deny the whole ummah. Imagine if the companion did like us, none of us today will be a Muslim. 100,015 companion died outside Arabic Peninsula. Why? Why they died outside Arabic Peninsula? And they, all of them have family and have kids. Why they left? Do we not receive it yet? Because he knows he have a duty between them and Allah. What about my own kids? Allah will take care about them. I have no doubt. Even if they stray, Allah can take the stray and make it guided by one time in the time he wants. Nothing I can do. But if Allah closed the door, I cannot be crying over the door of Allah now closed and leave the whole ummah. I can. I can. The duty is humongous. And I will be questioned about it. Because if I believe in Allah, I connect my heart to Allah, I do the action Allah wants, and I said, oh Allah, I be worried about the deen of Islam, and you take care about my own kids. This is the right attitude for every male and every female. You have a duty. How many girls and how many women in the area? What are you doing to them? When we have a gathering, we worry about what's the best food and what's the best dessert. What about the best dessert of the heart? And remember, in Arabic, they used to have a say beautiful. Al-ina'u yandakh bima fi. The cup give you whatever what it contain. What do you have inside? You will give it to your neighbor and your relative and your friend. You have iman, you will give it to them. You have cooking, you will give it to them. You have dollar, you will give it to them. Whatever, what do you have, you will share it with others. Do you know who we are? We are supposed to be a Muslim. The candle of humanity. the spreader of Islam to humanity, the spreader of the mercy of Allah. If I be the most sophisticated man in America and I do not invite people to Islam, what I done? Where I go in the front of Allah? What kind of success I gain? And believe me, all of us are going to die as soon or later. And will be questioned about what we're hearing now. And all of you, don't think you are young, meaning young is nothing. No, no. The companion is starting young. If your heart is alive, you will do a lot. But if your heart is dead, just cry to Allah, "Oh Allah, give me a live heart." If you are really honest, where is my heart, Ya Allah? Where is my real Islam? And if I'm parents, I look, what is my activity? What I am doing for Islam? In my house, in my local, and all over. Because a Muslim is not a local person. A Muslim is international. Belong to the whole earth. Any question, any concern, please? What time do you have now?
8:10.
MashaAllah. We have only less than 10 minutes and we close inshaAllah. Imagine if I ask you, in 10 minutes, what do you want? What's the most piece of knowledge can benefit you in less than 10 minutes? What do you say? Do you know what should be the answer? Where we start? What do you think? Where do we start? If I'm honest to Allah, I have only one question. Where I start, Ya Allah? How I start? Believe me, I will give you a recipe in the front of Allah. InshaAllah, Allah will be pleased with me, InshaAllah. The recipe is number one, call Allah. Number one, you have to be sincere and call Allah. Cry to Allah alone. Ask Him, Ya Allah, make me slave of You. Do not make me slave of myself or other. Make me slave only for You, Ya Allah. Make me work for You. Make my intention pure to You. Make me belong to You, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make me a worker of You, Ya Allah. Make me spread Islam, Ya Allah. Make me a cause of the opener of guiding other, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, put barakah in my time, Ya Allah. Put light in what I need, Ya Allah. Give me vision, Ya Allah. Take the veil out of my heart, Ya Allah. Let me understand You, Ya Allah. Let me understand Islam, Ya Allah. Allow me, Ya Allah, to be closer to You, Ya Allah. If You reject me, Allah, I will keep knocking in the door of You, Ya Allah. And you keep crying to Allah. This is number one. If you're sincere, you will keep doing it and repeat it day and night. It will aching you. If you're not sincere, nothing I can do about it. You cry to Allah and ask Allah, "Oh Allah, give me sincerity. Give me honesty. Give me truthful." What will be the second? If I'm knocking in the door of someone and I want an answer quick, what I do? I remember the one. I keep remembering him. By this way, number two, it will be remember Allah. Calling Allah with His name and attribute. Make salah ala nabi. Make a lot of durood. Be in a state of wudu. Try to save your time. Try to shrink the time of necessity. Don't spend some time in the market. Don't spend a lot of time in a kitchen. Start having vision. What is the best meal? It takes less time. Do you like it or is he don't? 1, 2, 3, fine, up, finished. I want to save my time to do anything else. What's the best way to clean up? How we divided the responsibility? By this way, we have extra time together as a family. And for a man, how I organize my work or my job or whatever. To, oh Allah, make my job and my provision easy, Ya Allah. By this way, You give me more time for You, Ya Allah. You see, Allah will make it easy for you. When? Why? If you ask for it. And if I'm youth, start reading, start watching Islamic tapes or something in a sequence. Make sacrifice. Call, ask questions. If you do not know, and you meet someone you trust, call them or call him, whatever. I have this situation, what do you think? I have this person call me, and he gave me this question about Islam. What do you think? Where I get this piece of knowledge? Which book? You see, you will be hungry. You will searching. You will running after knowledge. But today, wonder what happened. Knowledge running after you, it doesn't work. From my experience, it doesn't work. This is good as a waking call, awareness. But how many people will call back? How many people will have follow-up? How many people won't really build what they gained before they lost it again? This is something it needs sincerity. What is my sign in earth? Who am I? What is my goal in life? If I die tonight, what am I going to say to Allah? How many people I met in my life and my locality? I can invite them to Islam. What am I going to invite them? How I can invite them? Just by doing that and keep asking Allah, Allah will give you. Because if you ache, you will find a way. Because Allah will allow you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit of what we hear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart to make us benefit of what we hear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put blessing in what we hear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put light in what we hear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to implement of what we hear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be aware about what is Islam is. To be a true Muslim only for Allah. And to be inviter to Allah by the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be a role model of a true believer for us and for other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to give us easy provision. By this way, we will be busy of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا علي يا عظيم يا حليم يا كريم يا ودود يا الله يا ودود يا الله يا ودود يا الله يا نور يا الله يا هادي يا الله يا فعال لما تريد يا الله اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما واجعله مباركا لنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا مباركين أينما كنا واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والأرض رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا واختم لنا وأنت راض عنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وجزاكم الله كل خير